I want to know how, Mr. Prophet, what you recommend. Because the only thing that I just heard was a reference to the affiliates and the writing, and the last thing that I remember talking about that, if we are lucky, we will receive less than $20,000 from there. I don't think that that had anything to do with solving any of our problems and extending bigger problems. I want to know if you have any other ideas how would we pass this crisis, big crisis that we have now that is obviously cash at hand. And the second question, after that, I will make the second question.
Well, first of all, what you said, Adriana, about the underwriting proposal for the affiliates is actually not so. The test would bring relatively modest, but it would be valuable income. But going forward, the amount of income realized by Pacifica could very easily be measured in the several hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. And that's not an exaggerated estimate. That's a very conservative one. Not with the test. No, the test would be small.
Okay. So I'm going to put
it means that it's not a solution now.
Correct. It is not a solution. It's not a magic bullet right now. That's correct.
Exactly. What do you think that we should do right now? And then it's a second part of that question.
I have a clear, concise answer for right now. We have to cut expenses. There's absolutely no choice in that. Until we get our CPB grant and have another influx of the CPB money, cutting expenses is the only way to survive over the next couple of months or so.
That was the second part of the question. Was that? I mean, if it's like that, if every manager and every knows that doesn't matter how their numbers are, they need to cut costs. Of course, because it's the only way everybody needs to contribute and make the foundation to keep going.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you are just, in your numbers or not.
Well, Adriana, I assure you that this point is being made very firmly between Efren and me, with each station developing their budget. That is the budget process right now is the most a mind-focusing way to bring home the realization to each station of what realistically they can project in income and what that implication is on their expense budget. And it's a severe implication, I'll tell you now.
Okay.
So it's
point water.
Yes, Serene.
Thanks. Am I recognized?
Yes, I said Serene.
Okay, thanks. I move to extend for 15 minutes for the purpose of taking up the Elections Committee motion regarding CART play. It is past the time of, I don't know how long you guys extended for, but apparently there was an extension while I was off the line since we're still doing the ED report.
Yeah. It.
Second?
Yeah.
I think it's until 11:15.
For the ED report?
That's correct.
No, it's until 11:05.
11:05? Oh, so it's time now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, it's only 11:02.
Okay.
But then can I amend my motion to extend? 15 minutes from the end of the ED report for the purpose of taking up the Elections Committee CART play business.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any objection to that?
Well, point of order, it's Brian.
Yes.
You can extend an item or you can extend a meeting, but there's a lot of business between here and that elections motion.
Right. That's
Are you proposing that we take the motion up out of order?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so
then that would require 2/3 because you're changing the agenda.
Right, but there's no objection, so we're okay.
No,
I object.
No, we had a point of order. We didn't even get to the vote. So can we take this one thing at a time? Does somebody want to extend the meeting?
Point of person of privilege.
This is Margie.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Brenda?
Yeah. Well, I actually will, if we're going to vote on extending time, then I'll wait.
Okay. I want to move that we extend another, I would say, at least 5 minutes for the ED report, and then at that point we take up where we are and what we want to do next. So my motion is to extend for 5 minutes from here.
Okay, fine. And any objection to that, and then we'll take up, everybody can think of what they want to do.
Janet K. Stephanie.
There's a motion on the floor, actually, from... Okay, Janet K., what?
I second that, 5 minutes.
Okay, and who has something TV on in the back? Thank you. Okay, so... Adriana.
I think that we need to be a little bit more realistic. I want a substitute motion to extend 15 minutes at least.
That's 15 minutes for the executive director?
No. I'm talking about 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes the meeting. And we will see, I mean, where we finish.
Janet, okay, wait a minute. Okay, Janet, hold your horses. Let me clarify. Serene made a motion that would require two-thirds because it means changing the agenda, which was to extend 15 minutes specifically to consider the election since it's a priority time-sensitive issue. Margie then substituted with, let's extend 5 minutes for the executive director, and then we will take up how long we want to extend the open session. And the subsequent motion about placing the election committee. And so now, Adriana, you are amending Margie's motion to extend 5 minutes for the executive director. That's what's on the floor right now.
Okay, that's okay. I will keep that one. That's okay. Because I want to extend the whole meeting, not 5 minutes.
Right, okay. Okay, so first we're going to extend 5 minutes. Let's take 15 to extend 5. Any objection to extending 5 minutes for to finish the report on the from the executive director?
Yeah, I object. This is Lawrence.
Okay. Take the roll, Janet.
Yes. Alan.
Extending. To extend, yes.
Alan, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden, yes. Steve Brown.
Can't
hear you. Oh, Steve Brown, yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve, yes. Coleman. Can't hear you. Diaz.
Yeah, yes.
Coleman, yes. Diaz.
Payne, aye.
Diaz, yes. Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tekert, yes. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart, yes. Mark?
Mark, yes.
Mark, yes. Medina?
Abstain.
Medina abstain. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Reyes?
We need more time. I vote no.
Reyes, no. Roberts?
Abstain.
Roberts abstain. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Okay, one moment. I have 13 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Ozan votes yes. 14, 1, 2.
Okay, thank you. I think I had said I was going to be after Adriana on the stack. I just have two questions, one of which might be deferred to the election section. My first is, given that the central services is based on something that includes a much higher income and what we have raised in the 3 years ago, I looked at the membership, and we have declined like 2,000 at A in terms of membership since 2012, 3,000 at K, 6,000 at PFW, and more than 6,000 at WBAI. And so to include 3 years ago, as that affects part of the average, we may want to revisit that. On the other hand, I don't see how we can support the PNO without that. So I would like to hear from the ED and maybe refer it to the Finance Committee where I sit on. I might raise it then. And then my second question is only, are we going to have money to pay the postage for the election?
Good question.
Okay, that was...
I don't mean to be flip.
Alan for the stack.
It's a very good question.
And Janice for the stack.
Okay, so I asked two questions, so what I'm looking for are answers.
Alan for the stack, I have an answer.
Okay, Teresa, hold on a second. Go ahead. I'm asking the executive director at this juncture. Go ahead.
I honestly don't know. Efren and I have been, you know, contemplating this issue, and it is very, very concerning. It's not just the postage expense. I mean, the actual amounts being paid for the salaries paid to the local election supervisors and the national election supervisor. It's well over $40,000 just on those salary fees to those the six individuals.
Right, but what is your proposal, time-wise, and whatever?
I don't have what I'm saying is we have Efren, do you have any other comments?
Yeah, when I was in KPFK for our local elections, we paid our own expenses, the printing, the postage, and that was how our other stations also did in the past.
Yes, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to breach phone conversations, but I thought we had, that there was some talk about perhaps extending the mailing until we start getting the money in from the fall drive. Is that not still a recommendation?
Are we talking about postage, about mail drive?
No, I was asking John.
Oh, I'm unaware of a proposal to extend the mailing. I think that is that pretty much set by the bylaws?
No, I... Okay, Margie?
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Alan for the stack.
Okay. Well, put me on the stack.
Okay.
And I'm also on the stack.
Jose Luis here.
Okay. great. Okay. Therese, is somebody going to extend time? Because we still have people on the stack.
Margie would like to make that motion. I want to go back to my original motion.
Yes, okay.
Well, it's already 8:15. I don't know how to deal with this.
You move to extend 15 minutes, someone seconds, and we...
Okay, yeah, all right. I move to extend 15 minutes.
Alan will second.
Okay. Any objection?
Point of information?
Yes.
Is that just for the ED report or the whole meeting? I'm sorry.
At this point, it's just for the ED report.
Thank you.
Do you guys know it's 11:12 in New York?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Who's next? Teresa.
I would say that we have somebody on our board that knows extensively how to use mailings and make money from them, and that is Steve Brown. I think it's essential that we have a good solicitation letter in our ballots to make money to cover the mailing and the elections. So I would suggest that the ED get with Steve Brown and try to figure that out. That's one suggestion. The other thing is, you know, I've been chairing the LSB Development Committee at KPFT for, about 5 years. And I would say I have one excellent idea of how to make money. And, you know, if I'd love to have an appointment with the ED just to talk about it. If the DD could turn around and say, hey, we're going to do this. If it's a good idea, let's do it. I mean, we could have a development meeting, but I mean, I get the impression that, you know, you hear an idea and then the various stations say, well, we're not going to do that. And so it doesn't get implemented.
Well,
I have a very good idea, but I'm wondering who I need to go to in this foundation to talk about it. So if John Prophet wants to call me, I'd welcome the call, and maybe something can get done.
I shall. Absolutely.
Okay, Margie, and then I'll put myself on the stack. I think.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Janice asked.
Oh, sorry. Janice, go ahead.
I'll make it very quickly. Mr. Prophet, you made a passing sentence earlier that indicated until we receive funds from CPB. And my question is, unless a time frame has been indicated as to when that might happen, I'm requesting that there be a report at our subsequent meeting that provides a more long-term strategy for the survival of the network. And I'd be also, like Teresa, willing to talk with you offline about a couple of other ideas that have not been noted to date.
Okay. That's good.
Could you respond to the CPB? I'm sorry, that I guess that was a question in there in terms of you referenced CPB, but you did not indicate any time frame.
Well, it's difficult to do that, Carolyn.
That was Janice, I believe.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Janice. My apologies. If we can get the 2014 audit wrapped up, say within and I think it's reasonable, and everyone will correct me here, to get it wrapped up within about a month. Then we can get our paperwork up to date and submitted to CPB. So it could theoretically and hopefully move rather rapidly.
Thank you.
I can't guarantee it.
I understand. Thank you.
Sure.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. Margie is next, and then Carolyn.
Okay. So the problem, I totally agree with Teresa about using the mailing for the ballots to raise money. The problem is that we're not in a position, it seems to me, at this point, to pay the postage, and we have to pay the postage up front. We don't, unless, you know, somebody's got an angel out there who will give us the money to pay the postage, we have to be able to pay the postage to send the mailing out to raise the money. So my suggestion is that we postpone the mailing because we simply aren't in a position to do that. I had hoped that that there would have been some conversation with the National Election Supervisor, but I don't know about that, whether that happened or not. But anyway, that's my suggestion.
Okay, Janice?
You already called on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left someone off the stack right now that just called.
Carolyn, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Carolyn. Can you hear me?
Yes, Carolyn, go ahead.
Better to roll along. Thank you. There's another threat to the foundation which I would like to ask the ED for a report, perhaps in as soon as 5 days, to the question of the threat posed by this secret KPFA foundation that Margie Wilkinson and Dan Siegel have formed, which form a very real threat to us the more I hear talk about our precarious financial situation. And I would very much appreciate the ED letting us know if he's handling that and how quickly he can get back to us and discuss this and explain what he's doing about it. I see that as a really serious threat to the foundation. Is that possible to have a report from you on that.
If the board chooses to make a motion and pass it to have me do that, I will do so. But this is something that I have had nothing to do with, and I've been extremely unhappy with the way my name has been dragged into it by external individual that like the right lies in the blogosphere around Pacifica. So, I beg your pardon if I have a reluctance to get to dig into this stuff. But if the board instructs me to do so, I shall.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't see that it needs a board action.
I'm telling you right now it needs board action because I'm not going to do it without board action.
Janet Kay for the staff.
Okay, Janet Kay, and then I'll put myself on back on the election timeline. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think it's very important that this meeting reaches the Finance Committee motion tonight because it has to do with repayment with paying for the fiscal year 2013 audit balance. So let's do that. I hope we can get to that.
Okay. Thank you. So is it a point of information or do you want to get on the SAC?
No, it's a point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
I had raised the issue of the Elections Committee and I was told that we extended 15 minutes for the ED report. So has that time expired and we're now talking about other things?
No, we're still on ED. I think we have about 8 minutes left.
Alan, for
so
the
why
staff?
Are you talking about other committees?
Well, it's still asking stuff about the ED. It's not. Okay. Teresa?
Yes. I move that we request our executive director to immediately investigate the situation of the foundation that was founded on 9/24/13 and incorporated and report back to us on it.
Is there a second? Okay.
Second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Call the roll.
I'm sorry. Can this motion be emailed? I didn't get the whole thing.
Thank you very much.
Would you repeat it, please?
Point of order. This is Brian.
No. Is it? Yes, Brian.
You can't make a motion in response to a report that's not germane to anything in the report.
The foundation is in trouble.
That's true. Look,
definitely germane.
Anyone can make a motion on anything if they have the floor.
No, that's why we have agendas.
No, that's why we have agendas including foundation health. Right now,
okay.
The foundation is foundering. This motion is in response to that.
While Janet receives the email, we will go on with the stack. And I have a recommendation. This is to the ED. This is not for a board motion because the ED has the ability to, but I want to ask, as long as Efren is here, is it helpful if we move the mailing date since we don't have the money for the postage?
There's a motion been seconded.
But we're waiting for it to be on email, so we'll wait for a minute.
No, we don't wait for motions.
Okay. Mr. Prophet?
Alan is driving.
Okay, so is it going to be helpful if for the mailing and for Efren, and I don't know because I don't know what the situation is at the stations, if we move the mailing date to October the 15th, and the return date to November 30th, and the election count to December 1st, because aren't most stations starting their fund drive some as early as the third week in September? And then we would have the fund drive money to help us with the mailing, and that's a question. It's not a recommendation, so you guys chime in.
Yes, I think that that's a plausible scenario.
Okay, so and you'll have to double-check my math, and it can only be a recommendation to the National Election Supervisor, who does have the authority
yes.
to make that adjustment. So may I send that to you and the board? I mean, it's not up for a board motion. It's just a recommendation. And if the ED and EFRIN believe that would be advantageous, then I will send it to the board, assuming I computed quickly and accurately. Okay, thank you. And do we have that other motion in, which, by the way, I do believe is out of order, but it's going to be faster to take the roll on this.
I'm sending it. It is going now to Jim.
Okay. Okay. I think we're clear on we're pretty yeah, – pardon?
You want me to send it to everyone on the PNB?
Just PNB at Pacifica.org.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have that. We have it seconded, and we're almost out of time on everything. So, Madam Secretary, you're still unclear?
Yes, I don't know what I'm, I mean, it was a verbal statement of a motion, and I don't really remember what it was. So.
Okay, it was to ask the executive director to look into the Pacifica Foundation. KPFA Foundation.
That's it?
In a nutshell.
Okay.
And so can you call the roll? I still haven't received this. But
the motion is that the request that the executive
here it
director...
Here is. We all got it. We got it. Got it. Got it. The request that the executive director investigate the KPFA Foundation Incorporated on 9/24/13 and report back to the PMB.
Okay.
Second. Thank you.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Steve Brown. Can't hear you. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tietrich.
Pass with a P.
Edwards Tietrich passes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Hey, you skipped me.
Oh, sorry. You were. Okay. Fuentes.
No.
Fuentes votes no. I'm sorry. Lane Ewart votes yes. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Pass.
Medina passes. Norman.
Hello?
Norman, can't hear you. Oh, sorry.
No.
Norman votes no. I'm sorry.
No.
Reyes. Norman votes no. Reyes.
Did you call me, Janet?
Yes, just did.
No. Lawrence votes no.
Reyes votes no. Roberts. Roberts, how do you vote? Can't hear you. Tucker.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Edwards Tietrich, you passed.
No.
Edwards Tietrich votes no. Medina, you passed.
No.
Medina votes no. Let me count. Well, Steve Brown didn't hear you. Okay.
Is that Steve Brown? Hello?
Okay, I have 7 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Fazan votes no. That's 7 yes, 8 no. 1 abstention.
Okay, where are we?
Okay. So,
we're well past our 15-minute extension, Madam Chair.
Okay. So, we had said that at the end of the election, we were going to entertain extending the full meeting, right?
The end of the extension, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So if somebody wants to move to extend.
I move
to extend.
Adriana?
Move to extend half an hour.
Thank you. A second?
Benito.
Janet Case, point of information? Yes. Is there anything in for executive session that we absolutely have to get to?
Well, we can't. Obviously, you can't discuss that in open session, even if there was.
All right.
So, anyway, so could you please, let me see, is there any objection to extending another half hour?
Yes.
The priority item.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, please take a roll call vote.
Who seconded the motion?
Benito seconded.
Sorry.
I have a point of view.
Okay.
Yes, Doreen.
Okay, so are we here extending for a particular purpose or just extending for the agenda as it is?
We're originally, we have to first extend for the agenda as it is, for the, to extend the open session. Then we can entertain any particular designation of time which will require, if you're changing the agenda, two-thirds vote. Right now, we first have to immediately move to extend the open session.
And I'm sorry, another a parliamentary inquiry then.
Go ahead. And then I'll call on you to extend for the extension. I can call on you to amend the agenda to move up the election.
Okay, well, my question is, isn't there some format through which we can both extend and extend for a particular purpose in one vote, in a single vote?
Madam Chair,
Okay, yes, go ahead.
Wait.
I'm answering Serene's question. And yes, there is. You can substitute the existing motion on the floor.
No.
Wait.
A motion to extend is not debatable. It has to be put to a vote right away.
And it can't be amended.
You cannot extend and rearrange the agenda in the same motion.
That's right.
Why not?
I have a point of order. Point of order, Chair.
Lawrence, is it parliamentary?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
So we have a standing rule that we end at 12 Eastern time
and
9 Pacific time.
That's correct.
So, and it's just about 8:30 right now, so we're looking at a half an hour either way.
Yes, I know. That's not a point of information. Lawrence, that wasn't a question. We already know that. Okay, so move on.
I said I changed it to a point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, well, we know that. Okay, so can we move on?
Well, I'm sorry. You said it could be amended, and I've made an amendment. I was wrong.
I first said it couldn't be amended, as you will recall. That's why I was going to take the vote on the other,
but
and then I decided
it can be amended. It cannot be debated, but it can be amended.
Who says?
We've been through this.
It can be amended as to the length of the extension.
Well, we should make a different rule.
Yeah, okay. Well, right now we're wasting a lot of time not just going to a vote, since some people objected. So, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Alan. Can't hear you. Burden.
To extend?
Yes.
Yes.
Alan votes yes. Burden?
No.
Burden votes no. Steve Brown?
No.
Steve Brown, no. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave, yes. Coleman?
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz? Diaz, yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edward Speaker, yes. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart?
No.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark?
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina?
No.
Medina, no. Norman?
Yes.
Norman, yes. Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Going back.
Madam Secretary, could you please change?
I'm in the middle of a roll.
Thank you.
So Allen votes no.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Fuentes. Okay, I'm counting. I have 9 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Zahn votes yes. So that's 10, 7, 0. Needs 2/3, right? Does not pass.
Okay.
What?
It needs 2/3. So I... Okay. Can
Madam
I,
Chair, point of information?
Yes, Doreen. You want
that
to
was for 30. Sorry?
That was for 30. You can make another motion.
Yes, I'd like to move that we extend for 15 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Benito, but I have a point of information.
Okay. What is it?
I don't understand what just happened. We took a vote to extend 30 minutes. But I think I hear you, Lydia, saying that we needed 2/3.
Yes, because we had a set time of adjournment. We're changing the agenda that had a specific time.
I see.
So now Serene is amending it, is coming up with a new motion to extend for 15 minutes, and that's what's on the floor. And did you just...
Point of order.
Yeah.
Who is that?
This is Robert Mark.
Yes, Robert.
If there was a motion to extend the meeting that had already reached its expiration, I think it's out of order to entertain another motion. I think the only motion appropriate is a motion to adjourn.
Then we go into executive session.
Motion to extend is in order any time before adjournment.
Well, I got a point of information, Chair.
It
better be a real point of information, Lawrence.
It is. I'm just asking, is it appropriate for us to stop voting on these suspensions and implement our standing rule of going up to 9 o'clock?
It doesn't matter. It's on our agenda. We approved an agenda. It has the time. Then you have to adjourn. Okay.
I have a point of information, Chair.
Yes, Serene. I was just going to go to your motion, but go ahead.
It's a parliamentary thing. Well, Robert Mark says that he doesn't think it's proper. My question is, if we vote down the motion to adjourn, we can then entertain the motion to extend?
But I'm not agreeing with him, so, and neither is Brian. So no, can we just please move on?
Nobody made a motion to adjourn.
Who made a motion to adjourn?
Nobody did.
I didn't call on anyone who made a motion to adjourn.
We're voting on 15 minutes. Let's go, people.
Okay. Did Benito, are you the one that seconded it, Serene?
Yeah, I seconded it.
Yes, okay. That's all I asked. A yes or no. Okay. Take the roll, please.
Allen.
To extend? No.
Allen, no. Burden. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
Pass.
Steve Brown passes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman, no. Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Diaz, yes. Edward Steekert.
Yes.
Edward Steekert, yes. Fuentes. Coburn passes. Lane Ewart.
No.
Lane Ewart, no. Mark?
Mark, no.
Mark, no. Medina? can't hear you. Norman?
Yes.
Norman,
did you call
yes.
Steve Brown?
I'll get back to you, please.
Oh, okay.
Ryder? I'm sorry, Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Burden, didn't hear you.
Burden, no. Thank you.
Burden, no. Steve Brown, you passed.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Coburn passed. Coburn votes yes. Medina, didn't hear you. Okay, I'm going to count. I have 9 yes, 6 no, 0 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. That's 10, 6, 0. Still fails.
Okay. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. I don't know. Does anybody think it makes any sense to go into executive session for 5 minutes because we would have to do a report out? And we'd have to first amend an agenda. Anybody?
We could get on there and extend it.
No.
I would vote against that.
We could go to urgent matters
still,
that
Teresa,
need, that
Teresa,
are
you would still, you would still need 2/3 to extend since we have a definite night, a German time.
If we're concerned about enough about our executive session business that we want to actually get it done, then we would get 2/3.
Well, we were concerned about the elections, and that didn't seem to get anybody to vote for it.
Hey, Lydia, you declared the public session adjourned. That means we can't make decisions about the exec session.
Right.
We're not meeting anymore.
Lydia?
Are people calling into executive session, Brian?
I don't know what people are doing. I just know what we can't do, which is we can't make decisions after you declare the meeting adjourned.